Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Thursday night, December 27th, 2007. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. Well, folks, we don't have any guests tonight, but I do have a whole pile of items that I want to go through with you. Lots of little items. You know, I talked to Mark Glenn earlier today, and you, of course, all know who Mark Glenn is. And if you don't, you should check out his website at crescentandcross.com. Because if you do check out his website at crescentandcross.com, you'll learn a few things. But in any case, for those of you who do know Mark Glenn, I was talking with Mark this afternoon on the phone, and, you know, I told him, I said, you know, this is going to be one of these broadcasts tonight that if I do it, God willing, it's going to be one of those where those who are very politically correct are going to have to turn their radios down. Because, you know, folks, I just saw so much in the paper today about a number of things, much of it related, interrelated, but I saw so much of it that I just said to Mark, I said, you know, the comments I'm going to be making are going to be the kind of comments that are probably going to make some people angry, and therefore they may want to turn their radios down. So if you are very, very, very politically correct, and particularly if you don't like comments critical of the state of Israel or its adherence on American soil, then I really, really do strongly urge you to turn your radio down here for the next hour. Don't turn it off, folks. Don't turn it off, because we don't want to lose you as a listener to RBN, but you may just want to tune out what I have to say, because, you know, this is the way to handle things, folks. If you don't like something, if something that you hear or read bothers you, don't try to censor it, ladies and gentlemen. Don't do like the Anti-Defamation League does. Don't do like the American Jewish Committee does. Don't do like the American Jewish Congress does. Don't try to suppress freedom of speech in this country. Don't try to hammer away and silence people whose words and thoughts bother you. Instead, just tune them out. It's that simple. Well, folks, you know, as I say, there is a lot to talk about here. But on a lighter and brighter note, if you want to get your pen and paper out, I am going to give you some information. I've been talking about giving you this information about a couple interesting books, one of which is brand new, one of which has been out for some time. But they're both books that I think contain material that will be of historical interest to you. So do get your pen and paper handy. I'll give you the names and give you the information about those books that I think will be of interest to you. Well, the first item. Which item should I begin with, ladies and gentlemen? Or maybe I should just wait. We're already pushing towards our first break. So I guess maybe the best thing to do is just say again, get your pen and paper handy. Because this is Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you on the Republic Broadcasting Network with politically incorrect notations about a number of items that are in the news today. We are going to a break very shortly, folks, so there's no use beginning all that. In any case, we'll be back here very, very shortly. In the meantime, listen carefully to the commercials you're about to hear, because I'm confident that what you hear in those commercials will be important to you, because, you know, our advertisers help bring this programming to you. Stay tuned, folks.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. Okay, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins, Piper here. All right, as I say, quite a number of things to go through here with you tonight. Some of them, I guess they're all interrelated, so you'll bear with me. Okay, I might as well just start out, folks. Washington Jewish Week features full-page advertisement from the American Friends of Lubavitch. December 20th, 2007. Hundreds join the Capitol Jewish Forum and Friends in a celebration of Hanukkah at the U.S. Capitol. Senator Ben Cardin, Democrat of Maryland, was honored with lighting the menorah. Dr. Tevi Troy, the U.S. Department, the U.S. Deputy Secretary of Health and Human Services, was among those who delivered greetings along with another group of people. Everyone had a great time meeting lots of congressional staffers and other Hill types, playing dreidel and enjoying kosher drinks and refreshments provided by the U.S. Senate restaurants. Okay, folks. Aside from the fact that this is an obvious violation of this thing that these Jewish groups are always crying about, separation of church and state, although this is a merger, let's be honest, of synagogue and state, you know, it's just another example of this. I've talked in this program about the so-called national menorah. You know, 33,000 people attended the lighting ceremony of the national menorah on December 4th on the Mall in front of the White House with music played by the U.S. Marine Band. Well, they followed up with this Hanukkah celebration at the U.S. Capitol. I don't recall, ladies and gentlemen, any Christmas celebration at the U.S. Capitol. I don't recall the placement of any Christian religious celebratory monuments or memorials on U.S. government property down there in front of the White House like I saw with the menorah. Oh, yes, there's a national Christmas tree, but the Christmas tree is not a religious symbol, ladies and gentlemen. The menorah is a religious symbol, and what's more, it's also actually the national symbol of the State of Israel. And then we have a Hanukkah celebration at the U.S. Capitol with the U.S. Senate restaurant providing kosher drinks and refreshments. I wonder who paid for it, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know. I don't have the time to look it up. But we find out that greetings were delivered by Dr. Tevi Troy. Well, folks, if you read my book, The High Priests of War, you'll know who Tevi Troy is. He's a former advisor to former senator turned U.S. Attorney General John Ashcroft, who later went to work as the Bush administration's liaison to the Jewish community, and then now has been promoted to this post in the Department of Health and Human Services. I want to tell you this, Dr. Tevi Troy is an anti-Gentile bigot. This Dr. Tevi Troy was once quoted in the Forward newspaper as using the term the Goyim, G-O-Y-I-M, publicly using that term, publicly quoted for using that term, an anti-Gentile term that refers to non-Jews, that is, everybody else, Christians, Buddhists, Hindus, Muslims, referring to us as animals, referring to us as cattle. They ought to throw this anti-Gentile bigot the hell out of our government. Then, ladies and gentlemen, to compound this whole thing, we find this guy up there celebrating this holiday at the U.S. Capitol. There's something wrong, ladies and gentlemen. There is something wrong in this country, I'm telling you. Well, talking about that issue, ladies and gentlemen, kind of funny. I refer to another article in Washington Jewish Week dated December 27th. Congress has approved a $15 million increase in federal funding to high-risk institutions from terrorist attacks. Jewish groups have received a lion's share of the funds since the program was instituted by the Department of Homeland Security in 2005. Of the 308 grants awarded, they received 251 of them. According to Washington Jewish Week, to repeat myself, the lion's share of the funds. Now, you know why this is very, very interesting? Because in the same issue of Washington Jewish Week, in a nearby column, they quote Democratic Representative Gary Ackerman of New York, the only Jewish representative to vote against the resolution recognizing Christmas. And guess what Gary Ackerman says, ladies and gentlemen? Congress has better things to do than to infringe upon the separation of church and state. But it's quite all right, he seems to think. It's quite all right whenever Congress is providing taxpayer funds to have a national menorah on U.S. taxpayer property on the mall. It's okay to have a Hanukkah celebration in the U.S. Congress, and it's okay for Jewish groups to receive the lion's share of the funds in so-called federal funding to protect high-risk institutions from terrorist attacks. Folks, it keeps coming back to the one thing that I've been talking about. It's called special privilege. Some people get special privileges and some don't. Now, of course, talking about this is politically correct. Incorrect. I realize that. We're not allowed to discuss the fact that there are politically powerful groups in this country who are dictating so many policies and dictating so many uses and misuses of our tax dollars. And speaking of misuses of our tax dollars, one of the biggest misuses of our tax dollars is giving a salary to Senator John McCain, this character from Arizona. You know, I thought we were done with John McCain, folks. I thought his campaign for the Republican presidential nomination had gone down the tubes. But, folks, I want to tell you something. Looking in the establishment newspapers here in Washington, the word is that John McCain's campaign has suddenly revived. In part, one article said it came about as a consequence of his endorsement by Senator Joe Lieberman, the former Democrat, now an independent from Connecticut. According to this report that I saw in the paper today, support for McCain's campaign, we're talking about financial support, has been stimulated by Lieberman's endorsement. Folks, what I'm here to tell you is that I think they are setting the stage for a rejuvenation, no pun intended, a rejuvenation of John McCain's presidential candidacy. I'm beginning to think, folks, that they have decided to push McCain up to the top after all. So don't be surprised if in the next few days leading up to the pivotal Iowa caucuses and the New Hampshire primary that follows, that all of a sudden they're going to be talking about John McCain as the comeback kid, because that's the tone that's appearing in the papers. Where does Ron Paul fit into all of this? Well, we've talked about that. We've seen how there has been this effort to promote Mike Huckabee as kind of the new thing among the second and third tier candidates. That's been the effort. Not really because they want Mike Huckabee. I don't think they want Mike Huckabee. I don't think the powers that be see him other than as a useful idiot to be used and manipulated to try to undermine Ron Paul's base of support. This is what they've done before in the past in other candidacies that they've promoted in other primaries in the Republican Party. So keep an eye on John McCain, folks. I thought we were done talking about him, but, folks, as I say, my instincts tell me otherwise. Yeah, senior advisor Charles Black, the good news is that the McCain campaign has raised a lot of money. The money began to flow into the campaign after a series of newspaper endorsements in Massachusetts, New Hampshire, and Iowa, and after a surprise endorsement from Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman, the Democrats' vice presidential candidate. Surprise, surprise, folks. Surprise, surprise. Now, I thought we had smacked John McCain out of the loop, but it looks like a bad penny, he's back. I could go into John McCain's sordid connections and sordid career in some detail here, but we'll save that for another time, because, as I say, I'm afraid he's going to be around for a while. All right, we're going to a break here very shortly, folks. When we come back, a little bit more commentary, and then eventually I think we will probably get around to the phone. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Do you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Gentlemen, welcome back, those of you who chose to stay through my discussion. I can understand that many people who are politically correct may not have liked the things that I had to say, but I tell you what, if they didn't like what I had to say before, I advise them really to turn the radio down now, because we're going to set things on fire. Referring back to the Washington Jewish Week. Now, folks, you know that I'm an animal lover. I've talked about that many times. Now, I know a lot of people out there get angry when you talk about animals, because they say, oh, you must be one of those environmentalist tree huggers, one of those people that believes in animal rights, et cetera, et cetera. Well, yes, I do believe in animal rights. In fact, you know what, folks? I like animals more than I do human beings. But I'm going to make a confession here. I love to eat beef. I love to eat lamb. I love to eat chicken. I eat fish, too. But I am an animal lover. That having been said, I'm here to tell you that according to Washington Jewish Week, again, dated December 27th, a former car salesman in Germany will spend 5 months in jail for teaching his dog the Nazi salute. Roland T. trained his dog named Adolf to raise a paw in a mimic of the Nazi salute whenever he heard the phrase, Heil Hitler, according to the British tabloid The Sun. The dog's owner bragged about his dog's trick to police, even though performing a Nazi salute in Germany is illegal. While his owner is in jail in Britain, Adolf is living at an animal shelter where, according to The Sun, the staff is working to teach the dog how to shake instead of salute. Do I need to read that again? A man is in jail for teaching a dog to raise his paw whenever he hears the phrase Heil Hitler. And a poor dog has been put in an animal shelter. The guy's serving a 5-month term. My God, ladies and gentlemen, this is 21st century. I was going to say America, but this is the 21st century. And you know, it's funny, there are so many people out there who think, oh, I could go into what people think about Germany and what people think about the Nazis, most of which is wrong, most of what they think has been influenced by the mass media in America. And we know who controls the mass media in America, so I don't know how much you can believe what you hear in the mass media in America about Adolf Hitler and the Nazis. But the bottom line of it is, no matter how bad Adolf Hitler was, ladies and gentlemen, as an animal lover, I find it very, very disconcerting to find out that this poor dog has been taken away from his owner and he's been put in an animal shelter. And the poor owner, for God's sake, is spending 5 months in jail. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you know, here in the United States, we've often seen, as I talked about before, we find Jewish people and Jewish groups in an organized fashion complaining about hymn singing and prayer in the schools. I know out in Utah we saw in a small community a Jewish family move into this community and then start bitching and moaning and carrying on about singing of spirituals by the school choir. And the ruling came down that the school choir couldn't sing songs like Michael Row the Boat Ashore. But what did all the people do at the next school assembly? The choir began singing spirituals like Michael Row the Boat Ashore, and the parents and the family and the community and the audience stood up and joined the choir in singing, much to the embarrassment of this Jewish family that tried to stop the singing of spirituals that had been a much loved and respected and looked forward to process there in that community. They scurried out like rats that had been cornered. Well, you know what I think they should do in Germany, folks? The people that are tired of all these laws and restrictions, these thought crimes, these Orwellian Soviet-style thought crimes, I would like to see 10,000 young Germans, young and old alike, stand up in a public square, 10,000 people, 20,000 people, stand up, raise their right arms in salute, and shout out at the tops of their voices, Heil Hitler. Heil Hitler. I'd like to see free German people have the guts to do that, ladies and gentlemen. And if anybody out there disagrees with it, that means then that you disagree with freedom of speech. And you can take a running jump straight into hell, because freedom of speech is the cornerstone of liberty in this country. Freedom of speech comes right out of the First Amendment to our Constitution. The First Amendment in the 10 amendments that we call the Bill of Rights. And that's what freedom of speech is all about. You don't limit political freedom of speech in any kind of way. And if you do want to limit it, if you want to draw the line right there, that means you're a fraud and you're not a patriot. Read the Constitution. Read the First Amendment. The First Amendment protects freedom of speech in this country. Unfortunately, they don't have it in Germany. But in Germany, those people need to stand up and exercise their God-given right of freedom of speech. They ought to have 100,000 people standing out there saying, Heil Hitler. What are they going to do, arrest them all, ladies and gentlemen?
Your are listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, Officemax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Collins, Piper here. Good God only knows how many people were upset by my previous commentary, but I stand behind it 100%. 150%, ladies and gentlemen. And I would add, as an afterthought, it's funny about how during the breaks you get a chance to reflect upon what you've said and what people were thinking you've said, or what people are thinking about what you've said. And, you know, it occurs to me, folks, that there are still so many people out there who don't quite get it. They don't get it. You know, people, we keep hearing about how Adolf Hitler was part of the New World Order. And yet, if Adolf Hitler were part of the New World Order, why is it that in so many countries, there's like 13 or 14 countries today where so-called Holocaust denial is illegal, and where such things as saying Heil Hitler are illegal to the point that you're not even allowed, according to the Washington Jewish Week, of teaching a dog to raise its paw when it hears the phrase Heil Hitler? I mean, folks, think about that. I mean, you know, talk about a new world order, folks. Talk about thought police. Talk about totalitarianism. Well, more Merry Christmas from the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith. The ADL says it's deeply disturbed. They're always deeply disturbed, ladies and gentlemen. They're deeply disturbed by a pre-Christmas address from the top Roman Catholic cleric in Jerusalem, in which he rejected Israel as a Jewish state. Well, now, I know there's a lot of people out there who think that the Vatican is really the secret sponsor of Israel and Zionism. I don't know where, well, I mean, that's absolute nonsense, of course, but there are people out there who believe that, thanks to this craziness from the likes of Eric John Phelps, which has somehow, for some reason, inexplicably permeated throughout much of the Patriot movement. But in any case, we have the Roman Catholic Latin Patriarch Mikhail Saba, a Palestinian, a Christian Palestinian, telling reporters that, quote, if there's a state of one religion, other religions are naturally discriminated against. In his Christmas 2000 message, Saba said that a state that would exclude or discriminate against the other religions is not suitable for this land made holy by God for all humanity. The ADL, of all things, which is, again, this hypocrisy, ladies and gentlemen, this is coming from the ADL, a group that is constantly politicizing every day of the week, not just during Christmas week, but all the time, politicizing and criticizing Christians for expressing their faith, Christians and Muslims and everybody else. This is what the ADL said in a press release. They are deeply disturbed that Father Saba would politicize the holy season of Christmas by denying the Jewish people's right to a Jewish state. Good God. Ah, yes. Speaking of the ADL, folks, this brings me full circle to the subject of Ron Paul's presidential campaign, the attacks on Ron Paul, the attacks made by Michael Medved on American Free Press, saying it's the voice of the Nazi Party in America, and saying that Ron Paul contributes to this voice of the Nazi Party in America. You know, Liberty Lobby, which long published the Spotlight, brought a major suit against the Anti-Defamation League many, many years ago. And going through my files, oh, these files, I'll tell you, folks, they're very, very interesting. And I've got some very interesting things to bring to you from my files over the next couple weeks here, including Thomas Jefferson's comments on Talmudism. But we'll have to save that for another time, ladies and gentlemen. But for the meantime, I have in my hand an ADL report. It's called their ADL Law Report, Litigation Docket 1981. It says, this edition of ADL Law Report focuses on our involvement in cases of critical importance to ADL and the Jewish community. ADL is continuing to participate in the struggle to ensure the separation of church and state. There we go again, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, anyway, their ADL litigation report has a very interesting summary, and I'm not going to read it all to you, about Liberty Lobby's lawsuit against the ADL. Liberty Lobby did, in fact, bring a lawsuit against the ADL. And by the way, although it's not mentioned here, one of the attorneys representing Liberty Lobby, I am pleased and proud to say, was Kirkpatrick Dilling, D-I-L-L-I-N-G, Kirk Dilling. That is, of course, the son of the late Elizabeth Dilling. And many of you know the work of Elizabeth Dilling and her fight against Zionism and communism and Talmudism. Well, Kirk Dilling was a good friend of Willis Cardo's. I had the pleasure, as I've mentioned, of actually spending a wonderful afternoon at Kirk Dilling's winter home in Southern California some years ago before Kirk's death. Well, in 1975, he was one of the attorneys representing Liberty Lobby in a suit in the U.S. District Court in Waco, Texas, no less, naming the ADL, the Mutual Broadcasting System, and a number of officials of the ADL for interfering with Liberty Lobby's freedom of speech. That was the efforts by the ADL to stop Liberty Lobby's broadcasts over the Mutual Broadcasting Network. Well, folks, not surprisingly, in 1976, the court ruled on an ADL motion and dismissed Liberty Lobby's suit. Well, Liberty Lobby went again and filed an appeal, and of course, that appeal was dismissed again. Well, Liberty Lobby still continued to try to pursue the suit against the ADL, but then the ADL turned around and they demanded that Willis Cardo, they wanted Willis Cardo, the founder of Liberty Lobby, to come in for a deposition, and they thought they'd be clever. They thought they'd be clever, and they wanted Willis Cardo to turn over Liberty Lobby's mailing list to the ADL because they said that was relevant to the whole lawsuit. Well, Willis Cardo was not about to turn Liberty Lobby's lawsuit or its private records over to the ADL, and therefore the court finally ruled dismissing Liberty Lobby's suit with prejudice. That is, it could not be reinstituted. Well, Liberty Lobby's experience in the courts, most unfortunate series of events in the courts over the years, and Liberty Lobby is no more. And that is why, ladies and gentlemen, American Free Press, recognizing reality, American Free Press is not going to bring a libel suit against Michael Medved, this hellish, Talmudic liar. And that's exactly what he is. Michael Medved is a liar. Michael Medved is a liar. Michael Medved is a liar. And if he disagrees with that assessment, he's welcome to call in this program. But I'm telling you, he's a liar and he's a troublemaker. But unfortunately, as we've dipped back into this little bit of history, going back to starting out in 1975, we can see very clearly as to why Liberty Lobby has never really thought, Liberty Lobby realized that things in the American court system were not what they should be. Well, folks, we are fast moving towards the close of this program, and I have a couple callers lined up there. So I think what I'm going to do at this point, I'm going to set aside my plans to review a couple of these very interesting books that I've been threatening to review for some time here, and we'll probably just go right to the phones. And we have a caller here we haven't heard from for a while. If it's the same caller, I think it is. That's Jeff from Vermont. So, Jeff, we're going to go ahead and bring you up. How are you doing, Jeff? If this is Jeff, I think it is.
Yes, it is. Good.
It is. How you doing, Jeff?
Good. How you doing, Michael?
All righty.
How was your Christmas?
It was nice and productive. I got a lot of work done. I won't even go into that. I'll just we'll wait and I'll talk about that later.
I've been reading and pondering and stuff. You know, there's nothing else to do in Vermont. We got a lot of snow up here.
Okay.
And I come to the conclusion that maybe you can maybe set me straight here. That I think what's wrong here is these people, that these Zionist Jewish leaders are, you know, hide behind the Jewish people. I don't think your average everyday Jewish person really understands or even cares to understand what these scumbag Jewish leadership is doing. And I think you can't like blame all the Jewish people for the wrongdoings of their leadership, you know. And I think the leadership hides behind the innocent people like they did in World War II with Jabotinsky and all these people that, you know, use their people as a shield for them. It seems that, and just like you have Henry Kissinger nowadays, or what he did with Timor and what he did down in Chile and what he did to Cambodia, bombing Cambodia. And now you have all these acolytes, these people that are robo-Kissingers, like Wolfowitz and the Wormsers and all these people in government now that really look up to these neocons are just, in my mind, just like Kissinger on steroids now.
That's an interesting, you know, that, you know, Henry Kissinger, it's interesting that you picked Henry Kissinger because, you know, he's a creature all his own. On the one hand,
criminal.
You know. Yeah, he's a very, very interesting character study of what, you know, Willis Cardo rejuvenated a term of years ago that was, it was kind of an archaic term, but a very interesting term, called mattoid, M-A-T-T-O-I-D. A mattoid is a criminal of very high intelligence. And I think that term is applicable to anyone. If it's to Henry Kissinger, if it's applicable to anyone, so Henry Kissinger, you know, is kind of in a class all his own. But you know, at the same time, you know, I think what the problem we have here with these groups like the Anti-Defamation League and the American Jewish Congress and the American Jewish Committee is that there are so many Jewish leaders around the country in Jewish communities that lend their support to these creepy crawlers, and then what happens is then these Jewish community newspapers like this Washington Jewish Week here in the Washington D.C. area, and all of these other papers around the country echo this bizarre, twisted thinking, this hateful outlook toward the rest of the world that has gotten the United States into the mess that it's in today. And what I mean by that, Jeff, let me elaborate for a second, or for more than a second, and that is this, that as I've said on this program, and I was just saying it in a conversation with a friend of mine the other day, you pick up a newspaper from the Greek-American community or the Serbian-American community or the Chinese-American community, virtually any of these ethnic or cultural newspapers, you open them up and they're very proud of their culture. They talk in favorable terms about things that are happening in their communities. They talk about the history of their communities, the history of the countries from which they originate, and so forth. But you open up Jewish community newspapers, and these newspapers are just full of hatred toward the rest of the world. And that's what makes them very distinct. Does that make sense to you, Jeff?
Yeah, it makes. That's. I think you're on the right page here, and it's. I'm not sure if the average Jewish working stiff in the world has enough tenacity to stand up for themselves. I mean, there's a lot of Jewish people that don't like Israel. I mean, there are a lot of anti-Zionists out there. There's actually a website it's called 7,000. It's made by Zionists to put down self-hating Jews, or 7,000 self-hating Jews. This website of, you know, from Richard Gere to, you know, Roseanne Barr to you name it, they're all on there.
I don't even think Richard Gere is Jewish, incidentally, so it's interesting they include him, I know what you're saying, though, yeah.
If you're against their agenda, they just call you self-hating, and I think we all know that they're just as much as Caucasian as most anybody is. They've been assimilated so much through history that, you know, when I look at a Palestinian, I think of a Semitic person. When I look at a Caucasian, blonde-haired, blue-eyed Jewish person living in the United States, I don't see the Semitic in them, you know? So it's kind of hard to relate to, you know, them as, you know, because I can't tell if they're Jewish or not. I can tell if somebody's Palestinian or Iranian or Iraqi. You can clearly see that, you know, and
that's very interesting, considering the use, the overuse and the incorrect use of the term anti-Semitic.
Yeah, there's no Semitism in my opinion. It's just my opinion, but I can't really see it because, you know, and there's, it's just like the president of our company was Jewish and he was blonde haired, blue eyes. I mean,
I'm sorry, who did you say?
The president of the company that I work for is
Jewish.
Oh,
I see. Okay, all right, yeah.
And, Goldsmith was his last name, and he was a nice guy, you know. I mean, I didn't really know him very good, but I mean, he was blonde hair, blue eyes. So I mean, he didn't look like he was a Semitic person in my mind. You know, when I looked at him, I thought he was a white European. You know, I couldn't see the correlation between him being a Semitic person and like a Persian or something. Or
oh well,
nature.
Yeah. Well, see that gets into a whole other area in and of itself, but, you know, the question of origins of all people, you know, and the origins of the Jews, and, you know, how much of the origins of the Jews are really told in the Bible versus, you know, the stories of the Khazars, you know, that's a whole, yeah, right there. See, I mean, see, that's what I say. That's why this whole issue is so complicated, You know, and the fact is, you know, that there are those who, like on this issue of the war in Iraq, I've heard this argument time and time again. Oh, well, this Jewish senator and that Jewish senator opposed the war. Well, yes, they did. But the real power pressure groups on Capitol Hill that have the influence on Congress, the only ones that were lobbying for the Iraq war and who are lobbying for war against Iran are Jewish groups, not Serbian American groups or Scottish American groups or Italian American groups. So again, this is, you know, it's a very complicated area, but if you step back and look at the big picture, you see this is what we find, and you can draw lines, fortunately or unfortunately. Well, all right, Jeff, well, listen, I thank you for your call.
You.
Appreciate hearing from you again. This
no
is
problem. Have a happy New Year.
Okay, thanks, Jeff. We are going to a break. We'll be back shortly. Stay tuned, folks.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. You know, there are very few things in this world that are free, but here is a free packet of information that's available to all RBN listeners. It's got DVDs and books like the National Sunday Law, the Great Controversy, the Secret Terrorists, and much more. If you're looking for the answers to what's happening, one of RBN's sponsors, The Bible Says, is making this packet free to you. You need to call their toll-free number. That's free, too, 888-211-1715. 888-211-1715, and request packet F, as in free, free packet. Call 888-211-1715. Take advantage of the free offer, folks. Very little in this world that's free. Okay, we only have a couple, very few minutes left here, and we had Jim from Texas aboard with us. I'm afraid we may have lost Jim. Jim, are you there?
I'm here.
Ah, there he goes. I thought we lost you, Jim. Yeah, Jim, we only have a couple minutes, but you know what, Jim. If
well,
we lose you tonight, we'll be back here tomorrow.
Is it enough time for me to have a diatribe of sorts? Okay?
Well, go ahead.
I am sick to death, and my stomach knots up when I hear people talking about, well, we've got to distinguish between all these wonderful good Jews and these terrible people that are leading them. Hello, it don't work that way. The Pharaoh didn't throw out the bad Jews and let all the good Jews remain, and Edward Longshanks in 1290 didn't throw out all these terrible Jews and let the good Jews remain. What is this good Jew, bad Jew stuff?
Well, I tell you what that comes down to, Jim, is that, you know, most people, most human beings want to think there is some sort of good in everybody. But your point is well taken there, Jim, because what's happening here is that we have, as I pointed out, these Jewish community newspapers that influence the thinking in the Jewish community. And you don't find many people standing up and saying, we've got to eliminate these criminals from the Jewish leadership. You have a handful of them doing it, but not enough of them doing it.
Mike, where are the 5 million good Jews that are out there against the 1 million bad Jews demanding out there, riding in the streets, saying, these people don't speak for me? Where are they, Mike?
Well, that's our invitation. We're inviting them to do it here tonight, Jim.
Well, Mike,
let's see if they're going to do it.
If I were you, I wouldn't hold my breath because it's not going to happen, okay? It's like me saying there's a bunch of real good rattlesnakes out there. They're just misunderstood, but watch out for the ones that just rattle their little tails, you know? It don't happen that way, Mike. It's not in the cards. It doesn't happen. It's never going to happen. They are what they are, and if people don't realize this, then they've got a terrible problem. That's like saying, I expect tomorrow 534, excluding Ron Paul, congressmen, to stand up and declare their undying fealty to the state of Israel. They do on a daily basis, but you're not going to see them stand up and do it.
You know, Jim, you know what I always say when you launch into one of your diatribes, I wish you were wrong. But
I wish I
pretty
was wrong.
Confident
Somebody
you're right.
Wrong.
I'm afraid you're right, Jim. And, you know, I tell you, I just have to wonder what it's going to take before reality sets in.
Because,
you know, it's a tough proposition to talk about these issues. But, you know, we've got to keep on talking about them. And, you know, like I said back there earlier, thank God we do have this U.S. Constitution that has that funny little thing in it called the First Amendment, because you know what? These very Jewish organizations are doing their damnedest to get rid of the First Amendment.
And Mike, I might, as an aside, I might add, quit reading those stupid Jewish newspapers.
Oh, I think they're very, very valuable, Jim, because they tell us